Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 2. Hey, welcome back to Coffee Break Swedish. My name is Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna. We are delighted to be back with our lesson 2 in Coffee Break Swedish.
Absolutely, and I am so chuffed finally to be learning Swedish. We learned quite a bit in our first lesson, didn't we, Hanna?
I think so. Do you remember what you learned?
Well, I think we learned some greetings. Mm-hmm. So we learned hello, which was?
Hey.
And we also learned goodbye.
Hej då.
Okay.
And we also learn how to ask people, how are you? And how to answer to that question.
Absolutely. I wonder if our listeners can remember these. I think I can remember some of
them.
Yeah?
So how do you say how are you in Swedish, Mark?
I think it's hur mår du?
Bra, jättebra. Hur mår du?
Hur mår du?
And how would you answer that, Mark? How would you say I'm well?
Okay, I think that would be jag mår bra.
Ja, bra, jättebra.
Okay. Jättebra. I remember that. Jättebra. I can see jag mår jättebra. I'm doing really well, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, in this episode, we're going to be taking this a little further. We're going to be learning some greetings and also a crucial thing, and that is introducing people, asking people, what is your name? And, of course, answering that question. Sounds good?
Ja, ska vi börja?
Does that mean, shall we begin?
Ja, det är rätt.
Okay, how do we say let's begin again? Because we learned that last time.
Låt oss börja.
Låt oss börja.
Perfekt. So we're going to have a bit of review from last lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have a bit of conversation.
Okay.
And see where that takes us.
Sounds good, okay.
Okay. Hey Mark, hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra också.
You said something new there. You said it was review. What's this new word at the end?
We're always going to have little words here and there, Mark,
okay.
Just to test you.
Excellent. So can you give us the phrase again?
Jag mår bra också.
I'm guessing that means something like I'm good too or I'm good also.
Precis.
So what's the word for also?
Också.
Också. Också.
Perfekt,
okay.
Bra.
So can I say, jag mår bra också?
Ja, perfekt.
Okay, let's try another conversation. This time, let's both be not so good, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey Mark, hur mår du idag?
Jag mår inte så bra.
Nej, jag mår också inte så bra.
Okay, so there you're saying, jag mår också inte så bra. I'm also not so good. Now, I know, Hanna, that you said that you were going to be introducing little words here and there, and I think you slipped another one into that conversation. What was the word in the beginning, in the first part of the conversation that you said?
Så jag sa, hur mår du idag?
Hur mår du idag? What does idag mean?
So idag means today.
Okay, idag. So hur mår du idag?
Perfekt. Hur mår du idag?
Now, Hanna, you have said idag and idag. Is this another situation where the words just change a little when you see them quickly?
Yes, you start to learn Swedish now,
yeah,
Mark.
I can see this. So idag, when you're kind of speaking properly, but when you're speaking quickly, it becomes idag.
Perfect, ja.
So hur mår du idag?
Ja, hur mår du idag?
Can I say jag mår inte så bra idag?
Ja, jag mår inte så bra idag.
Excellent. So we can put that idag in there, or idag, to tell us about what's happening today. Okay, how are you today? I'm not so well today, and so on. So we two new words there. What also was?
Också.
Också. And then today, idag.
Idag.
Okay, good.
It's time to move on to something new.
Okay.
And I thought we would learn to be polite in Swedish, which is going to be very easy for you, Mark, because we're not very polite in Sweden.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, we're often more polite when it comes to body language or
right.
how we interact with people.
Okay, but the words themselves aren't necessarily as important, perhaps. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you're getting it now. So it's just a few words we're going to need to learn.
Okay, go for it. So what's the first one?
We already know the first one. It's tack. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that means thank you.
So let's repeat that. Tack.
Tack. Now, you'll notice there, our listeners, that I've left a space there after Hanna said the word. And that's really important because you've got to listen to Hanna's pronunciation, not my pronunciation, and then repeat what she says. I am trying my best with my pronunciation. And of course, I'm sure Hanna will tell me when I get it wrong.
I will. I promise you.
Okay, so we've got thank you.
Tack.
How would we say thank you very much?
Tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.
Ja, perfekt.
So literally, is that like saying thanks so much? Is that kind of how it works?
Mm.
Tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.
Perfekt, bra. And I'm going to make this easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that word jätte?
Jätte, yeah.
Mm, what did that mean?
Well, it's when we said jättebra, it means really good or something like that. Literally giantly good, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So how do you think you would say that you're really grateful but using jätte?
Could I say jätte tack så mycket?
Nej.
Tack så jättemycket.
Ja, precis. Tack så jättemycket.
Okej, okay, right. Så, tack så jättemycket.
Perfekt. Tack så jättemycket.
Thanks so giantly much.
Yes.
in Swenglish. Okej, okay, so let's hear that one again. So, thank you so much.
Tack så jättemycket.
Tack så jättemycket.
Tack så jättemycket.
Hanna, is there a word that people use in response to thank you? You know, in English we would say something like, you're welcome, or don't mention it, or something like that.
Yes, so you have just said tack, and I say, varsågod.
Can you slow that down? Because it's a little complex sounding.
Varsågod.
Varsågod.
Bra.
Let's try it quickly again.
Varsågod.
Varsågod.
Perfekt.
So I say tack and you say?
Varsågod. And if I say tack så jättemycket?
Would I say varsågod?
Perfekt, bra!
Excellent.
Now Mark, varsågod is a really versatile word.
Mm-hmm.
It's really useful. I'm going to give you some situations when we would use it.
Okay.
If a waiter gives you a drink?
Yep.
They would say varsågod.
Right, so it's like saying here you are.
Yes.
Okay, that's the same word. It's the same word as used for don't mention it or you're welcome, but we can say varsågod when you're handing your drink over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other situations?
If you're going to the doctor, they want you to take a seat.
Yep.
They say varsågod.
So like sit down almost.
Yes.
Okay, so it can mean here you are, sit down, and don't mention it. Anything else?
If I open a door for you, I would say varsågod.
So after you?
Yes.
My goodness me, it is indeed a very versatile word. So that one word, varsågod, can be used in all these different situations.
Yes, all of a sudden you're going to come across very polite in Sweden.
Yeah, and you said people aren't polite, but obviously you are polite. You just don't know it.
Okay.
What about the word for please?
This is what I mean, that Swedish people are not polite.
Okay.
So if you look up please in the dictionary, you would find snälla.
Right.
But we would never use that. It sounds more almost like you beg somebody or... like a whiny child.
Oh dear, I don't want to sound like a whiny child. So what do I say instead?
Tack.
Tack. So if I wanted to, we're skipping ahead here. I know we're not ordering drinks quite yet, but if I wanted to say a coffee, please, how would I say that?
En kaffe, tack.
in café, thanks. So I literally say, a café, thanks,
yes,
before it's even been given to me.
And I give it to you.
And what
I
do you say?
Va chugou.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break there.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back. We are learning to be polite in Swedish, even if, according to Hannah, there's not really that much need to be too polite.
I think it's just compared to British people.
Okay.
Swedish people are quite straightforward,
right,
and we're not that vocal about mm-hmm. being polite. However, sometimes we say thank you.
Okay.
In ways that a non-Swede might not be familiar with.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of that?
So when you meet somebody mm-hmm. and let's say we have had dinner last week.
Okay.
The first thing I probably say to you is, tack för senast.
So what are you thanking me for there?
Thank you for the last time.
Ah, right. Okay. And that's, does a certain amount of time have to pass? Or if we've not seen each other for weeks and weeks and weeks, can you still say tack för senast? What was it?
Tack för senast.
Tack för senast.
It's just reminding us both that we have met before and we had a nice time.
Okay. So, tack för senast.
Yes.
One more time.
Tack för senast.
Tack för senast. What else do you thank for?
Tack för maten.
What is maten?
The food.
So is that like at the end of a meal?
Yes. So when I was a child, mm-hmm. you weren't allowed to leave the table until you have said tack för maten.
Okay, I get it. Right. So tack för maten.
Yeah.
Tack för maten.
Tack för maten.
I like that.
Yeah, we can be polite when we want mm-hmm. to. And we can say tack för idag.
So is that like saying thank you for today?
Yes. So I guess end of this lesson, for mm-hmm. example, we can say tack för idag.
Tack för idag. Okay. Anything else?
And we can also say, it's quite similar to tack för senast, uh-huh. if I say tack för igår.
And what does that mean?
Thank you for yesterday.
Right. So idag is today mm-hmm. and igår
is yesterday.
Right. Tack för igår.
So instead of saying tack för senast, if you and me had dinner yesterday,
yep.
I would say tack för igår, just to acknowledge that you treated me for dinner.
Okay. Let's run through those four phrases again.
Tack för senast.
Tack för senast.
Tack för maten.
Tack för maten.
Tack för idag.
Tack för idag.
Tack för igår.
Tack för igår. So now we know how to thank people for different things in Swedish. Perfect.
Ja, bra.
Okay, now at the beginning of this lesson, Hannah, we said that we were going to learn some greetings. Now, we already know hej, which means, of course, hello. But does hej work in every situation?
This is the good part of Swedish, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it does. So even in formal situations, you could say hej in an interview, for example?
Absolutely. And we have other phrases.
Okay.
And you're going to hear them if you go to Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to use them. Hej always work.
That's good news. Can we learn these other phrases anyway?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How would we say, for example, good morning?
God morgon.
God morgon.
Bra, god morgon.
Okay, and is there a way to say good afternoon?
Ja, god eftermiddag.
Can you slow that down?
God eftermiddag.
God eftermiddag.
Bra.
You looked, when I asked you, do we say good afternoon, you kind of looked at me a little funny. Do you not say that?
No, I would say like, we say god morgon.
Yeah.
If it's morning. Mm-hmm. But I never heard anybody said go eftermiddag.
Okay, right, fair enough. I am almost certain I have heard people saying good evening, and I'll tell you why I think I've heard this. Because every now and then, the Eurovision Song Contest is held in Sweden, because Sweden's very good at Eurovision, and I'm sure I've heard good evening there.
Absolute. And in Eurovision, they say god kväll.
God kväll. It's quite tricky to run a k and a v sound together there. Let's hear it again.
God kväll.
God kväll.
Bra.
So could I say god kväll if I went into a restaurant, for example, in the evening? Could I say god kväll?
You can say god kväll. You just sound very, very polite and not very Swedish.
Not very Swedish. Okay. But maybe someone would say god kväll to me as a visitor.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got... I think god morgon, but then you said we don't really say god eftermiddag.
No.
Then we've got god kväll.
Mm-hmm.
What about good night?
God natt.
God natt.
God natt.
And do we use that one?
Yes, we do, but we use that when you say tuck somebody into bed or
okay.
Like end of the day. So it's not very often you would say it to people you don't know.
Right, so it is one of those greetings that's really reserved for the people that basically you're either tucking into bed or you're in bed with, basically.
Yes.
Godnatt, good night.
Or I can imagine on Eurovision, at the end, they might shout godnatt to people.
Okay, godnatt at the end. Right, can we run through those greetings one more time?
Okay, so we have god morgon.
God morgon.
God eftermiddag.
God eftermiddag.
God kväll.
God kväll.
God natt.
God natt.
Bra!
Okay, so we're fully equipped for the Eurovision Song Contest. However, if we are representing our country in Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest, then we need to be able to introduce ourselves for the many press conferences that we'll be having. So we also need to learn my name is and what is your name. Can we squeeze that one in this lesson?
Yeah, that sounds very useful.
Okay, so how would you say my name is Mark?
Yes, so it's a quite easy one.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't say my name is. Instead, we have a particular verb, and it's heter. So you just say, jag heter Mark.
Jag heter Mark.
Bra.
So that's the ja, as in jag mår bra.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same ja. And I think you said last time that sometimes that's ja and sometimes it's jag.
Ja, because I'm Swedish,
yeah.
So I speak quite quickly,
yeah,
and
okay.
I can drop some endings of words.
Right.
But really, I'm very happy if you still pronounce your G's.
Okay, so I can either say jag heter or jag heter.
Perfect.
So that heter word there, it kind of sounds like hate, which is probably not a very positive thing. I hate Mark. No, I'm called Mark or my name is Mark. Jag heter Mark, how would I ask, what is your name?
Vad heter du?
Vad heter du?
And once again, I spoke slowly there now.
Mm-hmm.
If I speak to another Swede, I would probably say, vad heter du?
Right, I see you're dropping that D on vad.
Mm-hmm.
So, vad heter du?
Ja.
Vad heter du? So, what called you or what call yourself or something like that, yeah? What are you called? Vad heter du?
Perfect.
So, vad heter du?
Jag heter Hanna. Vad heter du?
Jag heter Mark.
Bra!
How would I say it's nice to meet you?
Trevligt att träffas.
Whoa, that's quite fast. Can we slow that down? Even if it does meaning that we are hearing extra sounds, because I think that's the way Swedish works.
Okay, we try again. Trevligt att träffas.
Okay, what's the first part?
Trevligt.
Trevligt.
Which means nice.
Nice, okay. Trevligt.
Bra.
Then?
Att.
Att.
Which means to.
Yep.
And then? Träffas.
Träffas.
Bra.
That's like, for anyone learning German, I think you will be familiar with the verb treffen, which means to meet. So treffas must be to meet in some way here, yeah?
Yes. And you have a lot of German influence in Swedish.
Of course.
If you can speak German, it's just going to be an easier language to learn.
Okay. Okay. So let's run this together and hear nice to meet you again.
Trevligt att träffas.
Trevligt att träffas.
Bra, trevligt att träffas.
Hanna, I have a question. One of those questions that you probably don't want to hear, but where's the you in there? You said nice to meet you, but there doesn't seem to be a word for you in there.
That's a really good question, Mark, and I can imagine that our listeners are wondering exactly the same.
So what is the answer? Why is it trevligt att träffas and there's no word for you in there?
Because we could say trevligt att träffa dig, but instead we are saying it's nice to meet each other.
Oh,
so trevligt att träffas means to meet, just okay. You and me.
One another.
Yes.
So this träffas, the ending there, this ending makes it, I don't know, could we call this reciprocal? Is it nice to meet each other?
Yes, so we have a few verbs that we do things together, okay. And then we put an S on the end.
Can you give me another example?
So, to kiss.
Oh, right, okay.
Or to hug.
So what would they be?
Pussas.
Pussas, okay.
Or kramas.
Kramas, okay.
Yeah.
Right, we'll come back to those in a future lesson, I'm sure. But just for now, let's go through that again. Nice to meet you.
Trevligt att träffas.
Trevligt att träffas.
Bra! Trevligt att träffas.
Okay, I think what we need to do, Hanna, is put this into a conversation. Because so far we've learned some greetings. We've learned how to say, how are you, and answer that question. We have also learned to introduce ourselves. So I think we can put this into a conversation. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes, go for it, Mark.
Okay, now I'm going to put this in a context. Let's imagine we're at the after party for Eurovision, okay? For any of our listeners, perhaps in other parts of the world who don't know what Eurovision is, you need to look up Eurovision Song Contest. This is a fabulous celebration of all things cheesy music and pop music and all that kind of thing. And Sweden are very, very successful in the Eurovision over the years. So we're at the Eurovision Song Contest after party. And, I'm going to be speaking to a representative of the Swedish contingent, the performers there, okay?
God kväll.
Hej.
Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra, tack. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra.
Vad heter du?
Jag heter Hanna. Vad heter du?
Jag heter Mark. Trevligt att träffas.
Trevligt att träffas.
How would I say have a good evening, enjoy the rest of the evening?
Ha en trevlig kväll.
Oh, so we can use trevlig again.
We can always use trevlig.
Okay, so ha en trevlig kväll.
Tack så mycket.
Varsågod.
Bra.
Okay, well, that is our first cheesy Eurovision Song Contest conversation here on Coffee Break Swedish, and that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. So that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Swedish. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Of course, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Swedish experience, then simply head to coffeebreakswedish.com, where you'll find the full version of this course with lesson notes, video versions, and bonus audio materials. That's at coffeebreakswedish.com. So, Hanna, tack så jättemycket.
Varsågod.
And we'll be back next time with the next episode of Coffee Break Swedish. Hej då!
Tack för idag. Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.